Welcome to episode 44 of the English Sessions. Pronunciation of B-A-S-S and B-A-S-E. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. Are you ready to improve your English? Go to EnglishSessionsWithMike.com and click on Schedule a Lesson today. The first lesson, 30 Minutes with Mike, is free. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. Listen for these words today. Storm. A storm is intense weather, often with strong winds, rain, thunder, lightning, or snow. Move on. Move on is a phrasal verb that means continue or progress. It can also mean to leave a place, change to a different subject or activity, change ideas, attitudes, behavior. Let's move on to our next topic of conversation. Let's move on to the next word in our vocabulary for today. Racket. Racket has a few different definitions. I want to keep this simple, so I will say that for today's episode, racket means noise, unwanted noise. Nobody likes a racket. Hey, turn off that racket. I don't like that kind of music. It's just noise to me. Today's podcast episode is about pronunciation. Quick, I'm going to give you a test. Do the words that have the spelling B-A-S-S and B-A-S-E have the same pronunciation or two different pronunciations? Did you say the same? You are correct. Did you say they are different pronunciations? You are correct, too. Let me explain. B-A-S-E is pronounced as base, but B-A-S-S is sometimes pronounced as base, but other times pronounced as bass. They are homographic words, meaning they have the same spelling, but are not pronounced the same, and have different meanings. Ready to get into it? Okay, let's go. Let's start with base. B-A-S-E. What is a base? Well, a base, B-A-S-E, is the lowest part of something, like the base of a tree. A basement is the lowest part of a house or building. Base, B-A-S-E, actually has a lot of definitions. It can be a verb. The movie The Perfect Storm was based on a true story. In other words, the movie used real-life events as the origin of the story. The events in the movie are similar or close to events that happened in real life. The movie is based on a true story. Okay, I think it's time to move on. Wait, what the? Hey! Will you stop that racket? I'm trying to record a podcast here. Sorry about that, everyone. My dog Murphy has learned how to play the bass guitar. That's B-A-S-S. A bass, or bass guitar, is a guitar that creates the deep, low music notes. You can also have a bass singing voice. Your voice can have a lot of bass to it. Well, that was fun. I like bass guitar. I also play bass guitar. Hey, wait. Oh no. What's next? What's going on? Wait a minute. Is that a bass? B-A-S-S bass. A bass is a type of fish. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I'm recording this episode in my underwater recording studio. It looks like a bass fish has decided to visit me. Well, hello, bass. What's new? Oh, you learned how to play the bass, too? Wow, cool. A bass playing a bass guitar. The bass fish is a popular fish for fishermen to catch in my country, the United States of America. There are European sea bass as well. The American bass is a freshwater fish and belongs to the sunfish family. So that's a bass. And today we met a bass who can play a bass. Oh, and don't forget about B-A-S-E bass, like the base of a tree. What other things have a base? Base of a tree, base of a mountain. Write into the podcast with your examples of things that have a base. Also, do you play bass guitar? Do you fish for bass? I want to hear those stories too. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. That's efteachermike@gmail.com. Find us on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, facebook.com/theEnglishSessions, twitter.com/theESessions, instagram.com/EnglishSessionsWithMike. Go to our website for much more content, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1 per month, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English Sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes and bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. That's patreon.com/theEnglishSessions, and sign up today. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. It really helps us. Go to the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, for a free consultation with me, Mike. Do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation That's right. 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable for you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all of the advanced learners out there, make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on the English sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/the-English-sessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast. It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.